Happy Monday, y'all. A little slip back into the southern accent for just a second. 7:39, welcome back to Monday.
Do they say y'all in the Tampa area, or is that more of a Alabama, Georgia, Florida panhandle thing?
Buddy, there's rednecks everywhere you go. That's just a general thing.
Not so much, though, in Tampa or whatever. If I go to St. Petersburg, or even if I go to Miami, and I yell
at
the beach.
Why would you do Miami?
That's if I yell, horrible. Who's representing Brooklyn?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
There'd be all kinds of hands to go up.
Yeah. Tampa's a unique part of the world. I'll be honest with you. I don't like most of the people that are in Tampa.
They feel the same way about you.
Oh, absolutely. There's a sense of ego competition in Tampa. There's this, I've got to be better. It's keeping up with the Joneses.
Keeping up with Miami, keeping up with Orlando.
It's just a very interesting feel. It's like, it's almost like a Floridian LA. There's a lot of phonies in the Tampa area. All right, so here we go with news from weirdness around the area, around our world, things that we look at and go, I don't want to be like this. First of all, we start off with Sherilyn Jackson from Philadelphia. See, last month, she went missing. She's 50 years old. And a few days later, unfortunately, police say they found her body on the streets, dead from a heat stroke. Her family came to the morgue, and they identified her. Sherilyn's funeral was back on August 3rd, and at the viewing, the family members thought that her nose looked a little different than it was normally when they remember her, but they figured it was probably from the embalming, maybe from her death. 13 days later, however, Sherilyn shows up at a hospital in Philadelphia. It turns out the body had not been her. The Philadelphia Department of Health says the switch happened because, quote, somebody comes in and their family member, they say, hey, that's my mom. That's generally good enough.
Well, yeah, you would think.
Yeah, that's
put
my
a check mark in the box, right? Yeah.
The family swears the dead woman looked just like Sherilyn. Now, no one knows who they actually buried. They are in the process of exhuming the body to try and figure out the woman's real identity.
Well, they always say that there's your exact double is out there somewhere. And
I guess so.
Man, in the same town?
I've had people say that they've bumped into me people that look like me. And it's like, really? All right, here we go. If you have a house filled with guns and drugs, maybe you should try not to attract attention.
Right.
I mean,
fighting over the last burrito and calling 911, probably a bad idea.
I know I'm going way out on a limb here by saying you want to keep it on the down low, but that's just me. Thursday morning of last week in Rancho Cordova, California, a man was washing his car outside. Sure, better than washing it in the living room. However, he was naked. Neighbors called the cops.
It was hot.
Yes. And
he was showering at the same time, killing two birds with one stone.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Neighbors called the police to complain about the graphic and unpleasant nudity. And when the cops showed up, the man threatened to poke them with an umbrella.
So he was high at the time as well.
Apparently. Then he said he would poison them with spraying them with wasp spray.
So the neighbors complained about the unpleasant nudity. If the nudity would have been pleasant, would they have called the cops?
Did you?
If it would have been, Kate Upton out there washing her car naked?
Why am I thinking of the film Cool Hand Luke at this point? The cops tased him. He still managed to run into the house where they chased him inside. And that's where they found his huge collection of guns and drugs.
Nice.
Taken into custody. He has not been officially arrested yet. The police are still sorting out the potential charges.
That is a classic scene where she washes that car.
Yeah, it is. What was her name? Was it? I can't remember. They had a name for her.
Yeah.
So, as we know in this country, even if you're guilty, you can plead not guilty and try to game the system a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That is until you do something completely stupid. Three men who were accused of breaking into a home last Christmas in Pensacola, Florida, were in court together last week. And while they were walking in, a bailiff noticed that one of them was digging through his pockets. When the bailiff said, hey, what are you looking for? The guy claimed he had lost a note from his lawyer. So the bailiff, doing the right thing, went looking for it and found it in the jury box. Except when he opened it, it was not a note from his lawyer. It was from one of the other defendants who was trying to make sure they all had their story straight. When the defendants realized they were caught red-handed, they decided to not bother with the trial, entered guilty pleas instead. Good grief. You know, that's the first time I've heard of a criminal and a lawyer getting together going, you know what? Don't bother. You're busted. Just do the right thing. That almost makes me feel good, but not quite good enough. I need more.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Her name was Lucille.
Ah, that's right. Ah, Lucille. From the world of entertainment, as we have talked about and we all know, Ben Affleck has now been cast as the new Batman. Instead of using the bat signal, Commissioner Gordon will summon Batman with a freshly oiled Matt Damon.
They're just friends.
Sure. Lady Gaga opened the VMAs dressed like a milk carton. The outfit was so realistic.
How realistic was it?
It featured a missing person alert for Lamar Odom.
Oh, it's a little early for that. He may be dead in a crack house somewhere that we don't know about.
You know, also with this, it was cute watching One Direction and NSYNC together, hoping that one day they too will be vaguely familiar to 30-year-old women.
I was not sleeping well last night, and it was because of the possibility of NSYNC performing.
They did.
It was hard to...
Did you see Miley Cyrus?
I saw pictures.
Miley Cyrus wore a one-piece with a picture of Chuck E. Cheese on the front. Miley feels a bond with Chuck E. Cheese because, well, both offer miserable entertainment.
Miley Cyrus was on all fours grinding her rear end against that guy who was singing last night.
That's called twerking.
Yeah, that's twerking. I mean, that's a dance. Come on, don't you twerk in the shower when you're at home by yourself?
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Oh. Kevin Hart was a presenter at the VMAs, which might explain why Grandpa spent the evening demanding to know how and why they reincarnated Gary Coleman. Now, I don't know if you know this. It was the 30th anniversary of the MTV Video Music Awards.
Really? Has it been 30 years?
Which means it's officially old enough to watch itself and go, what the hell is wrong with Miley Cyrus? All right, well, let's go from news around the United States and abroad. Bradley Manning now apparently wants hormone therapy to live the rest of his life as a woman.
Call me Chelsea.
So he was a woman all along. No wonder he couldn't keep a secret.
Oh, boy.
San Diego
Mayor... That was Seth who said that, ladies and gentlemen.
Send your letters to tom.king at... San Diego Mayor Bob Filner will resign and apparently is resigning over his sexual harassment scandal. He's headed someplace his kind will be more appreciated. Congress. President Obama says he's seeking to fundamentally reshape the higher education system, you know, because he's done so well with health care.
As President Clinton reached out to Mayor Filner.
Hey, buddy. Let's go partying. Woohoo! Now, as we said, Filner's resignation goes into effect. I believe it started on Friday, right? Ironically, he may be a victim of sexual harassment himself when the door officially hits him in the ass on the way out. Anthony Weiner was involved in a minor crash in New York City. Police do not think he was texting while driving because his pants were on.
Finally, see, if we give our writers the entire weekend,
they get one, maybe
stuff.
Two. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, writers? A list of stupid things we were afraid of as kids includes clowns, the dark, and of course being kidnapped, which totally distracted us from things that we should have been afraid of, like Penn State football coaches. There it is. That concludes today's quick look at the news. Please use all the information we've provided to you for good, not for evil.
Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. My head is really sore. At work I will be bored. My boss won't leave me alone. Wish I could stay at home. Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. Black coffee I will pour. I might have three or four. Rather pass a kidney stone than smell my boss's cologne. Monday's here once more.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vader Show at 9 on WSAU.